Les prépositions, so just to remind you, we've been seeing first in the previous lesson la préposition and, then before la préposition de, and even before la préposition à, and in this video, we'll see not the rest, of course, of all the prepositions, but the main prepositions that we will have in French language. Okay, so let's start now. And the first one that we'll see is pour, and pour means for. Okay, so we'll see two examples here. Ce café est pour vous. Okay, so ce café, this coffee, is pour, for, vous, you. Ce café est pour vous. Second example, je voudrais louer cette voiture pour 2 jours. Okay, so remember, here we've got this conditional form. So I would like to, louer means to rent, cette voiture, this car, pour 2 jours, for 2 days. Okay? Je voudrais louer cette voiture pour 2 jours. Okay? Second preposition or next one, sans, and it means without. Okay? So, 2 examples. Elle voyage sans ses valises. Voyager is to travel, so she travels sans, without, ses valises, her luggages. Il vient sans son chien. Venir, here is to come, so he comes, sans, without, son chien, his dog. Okay? Après, you can translate it by after. Okay? And then, je viens après la réunion. Venir is to come. Je viens, I come, après, after, la réunion, the meeting. Je viens après la réunion. Okay? Then, avant means before. Il arrive avant toi. Arriver, to arrive, he arrives, avant, before, toi, you. Remember, this is what we call this pronom tonique. Okay, so it's you. Depuis means since or for. Okay, examples. Nous vivons ici depuis 2011. Okay? Nous vivons, vivre is to live. Nous vivons, we live, ici, here, depuis, since. And then you put 2011, you just put the year. Okay? So, assuming the fact that we are still now in 2012, so 2012, we could use this sentence as well. Nous vivons ici depuis 1 an, okay? So in that case, you can use this depuis as well, and then you will introduce 1 an, just because we've been arriving in 2011, and we are now in 2012, okay? So depuis 1 an. Derrière means behind, okay? So the example could be, le ballon est derrière l'arbre. Le ballon, the ball, is derrière, behind, l'arbre, the tree. Okay? Un arbre, a tree. Le ballon est derrière l'arbre. Then after that, we can see devant. Devant means in front of. Okay? In front of. And then the example could be, mon collègue, my colleague, est assis, is seated, devant le directeur. Le directeur, the director. Mon collègue est assis devant le directeur. Jusque means until. Example. Je reste au bureau jusqu'à 17 heures. Okay? Rester is to stay. Au bureau, at the office. Je reste au bureau jusqu'à, until, 17 heures. Okay, so you can see that here it's quite interesting because normally we should have this jusque written like that. But then if you look carefully after that, we've got this à, okay, another preposition. And then you remember the rule when we've got vowel and vowel. Normally what happens is that this final a will go away and then we'll put apostrophe. So that's the reason why we get this jusqu'à. Okay, and then phonetically, jusqu'à, Okay? Je reste au bureau jusqu'à 17 heures. Sous means under. Simple example. Le livre est sous la table. Le livre, the book, is sous, under, la table, the table. Le livre est sous la table. Sur means on. Okay, and then we've got two examples here. L'ordinateur est sur la table. So l'ordinateur, the computer, is sur on la table, the table. The computer is on the table, sur here. But then remember or keep in mind that it's also possible to use this sur if we're talking about the wall, for instance. So we could say l'affiche. So affiche is poster. L'affiche est sur le mur. All right, so it could be for la table or any other things like that, but then as well for le mur, okay, sur le mur. Avec, so the classic one, means with. Elle parle avec son frère. Parler is to talk. Son frère, her brother. Elle parle, she talks, avec, with her brother, son frère. Elle parle avec son frère. She, so this one is quite interesting because if you really want to translate it, so you're talking about a place, okay, but then you're talking about someone's place. So it's the place connected to a person. So let's see a few examples now. Je suis chez moi. So if you want to say that you are at your place, then you should use this chez, okay, and then here in that case, you will put this moi, so pronom tonique. Je suis chez moi. Okay, so this is the first use that you could have. Okay, if you want to introduce this chez and then use the name of someone, it's possible, like here. Nous sommes invités chez Laurent. Okay, so we are invited at Laurent's place, if you want to translate it directly. Okay, so that's the way we will use if we've got a name and we want to introduce the fact that it's at the place of this person, then it's chez. Okay, and so it will work the same way if we want to talk about, for instance, here the doctor, or then we can say le boulanger, le boucher. Normally, we tend to use this chez if we're talking about whether little shops or offices. And traditionally or before, the person used to live whether above or then behind or in this place. Okay, so that's the reason why we tend to use this chez, okay, because it is connected to the person more than to the shop itself. So, il va chez le médecin. Il va chez le médecin. Contre means against. One example. Nous sommes contre cette décision. Okay, this decision, and it's nous sommes, we are against this decision. Nous sommes contre cette décision. Dans, so you can, it means in, inside or into. Okay, so let's see now. Alexandre est dans la voiture. OK? Alexandre is dans, inside, in la voiture, the car. OK? Nous entrons dans le magasin. Entrer, to enter, to go inside. OK? Dans le magasin, the shop. OK? Par will mean by or per. For example, une lettre envoyée par la poste. Okay? Une lettre, a letter, envoyée, sent, par la poste, by mail. Okay? So in that case, you get to use this par. Okay? It could be par courrier électronique, by email if you want. Okay? Je mange 5 fruits et légumes par jour. Okay? So in that case, it would be this per day, okay, par jour. Je mange, I eat, 5 three fruits et légumes. Légumes is vegetables par jour. Okay, per day. Je mange cinq fruits et légumes par jour. Pendant means during. Il dort pendant le film. Okay, dormir is to sleep. Pendant, during, le film, the movie. Il dort pendant le film. Vers, so you don't pronounce the final S, means towards or about. Je vais vers la station de métro. Okay, so I am walking in that case because I used to say je vais. So I'm sorry, it's aller, okay? Je vais vers la station de métro. So I go. So you can walk or maybe you could drive, in fact. But then je vais, I go towards, donc la station de métro. Okay? Or then it would be possible to use it as well if you get this sentence. Nous avons rendez-vous vers 15 heures. Okay? Nous avons rendez-vous. So avoir rendez-vous, it's when you have a meeting. Okay? So avoir, to have. And then rendez-vous, remember that in French, it's not romantic at all. You know, you can have a rendezvous at your dentist, for instance. So it's like we have meeting vers, around, about, okay, 15 heures, okay? So you just want to say that it's not, you know, 15 heures précises, okay, but it's about or around. Voici could be translated with this is, okay? So, and we tend to use it quite often if we introduce persons. So, voici mon ami Frédéric. And then normally, you know, it goes with voilà, okay? And then voilà will mean there is, okay? So, I did make this little example, so I took back this. Voici mon ami Frédéric et voilà mon ami Arnaud. Okay, so voilà normally will come after voici.